This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's face the music here. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's the DJB program's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of the list that is developed by Talkers Magazine. This is an ancillary hour featuring the voices of the people on the DJB program with our thoughts about the stories. Included in the list of people talking on the air this week, Jennifer Horn is with us, Jay Kirshner, and Chuck Curry, who's back for a repeat performance, a command performance, because he did so fabulously well with his comments and thoughts last week. We thought we'd invite him back again. Victoria's not here, so we've got Jennifer, Jay, and Chuck, and me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview, first of all, of the charts from this past week, the week of August 9th to 13th. At number 10, all of the hoopla about Jeopardy, yeah, the TV show, number 10. California Recall, number 9, hooray, get rid of Newsom. Oops, wait a minute, that's an editorial comment, and I'll hold on to that until we go through the list. Yes, right. 8 on the list is immigration situation, the border situation, etc. Our relationship with China in number 7. Some people are thinking that the Chinese may be mixing it up with the Afghanistanis to cause problems for us. Suppose anything's possible, right? Number 6, the heat wave and the fires, what's going on the West Coast especially, but there are fires in other countries there, like Greece has horrible fires going on. Number 5, can you vote? And if you can't vote, how do you prove who you are? That's one of the sticky wicket questions being discussed now. Continuous. It seems like it's going on and on and on. Social media and censorship. Jay's going to talk about that. It's number 4. Mr. Cuomo getting the zut, as they say, or taking a pipe himself, no longer governor of New York. The economy and infrastructure, that bill, what it's going to do to inflation numbers, we'll see about that. We'll talk about it. And certainly number 1 is COVID. On the people list, Mike Richards, new host seemingly of Jeopardy. Gavin Newsom, soon to be the ex-governor of California. Right, Jennifer? Rah, rah, shish, kumbah.
I hope.
Ella French. Okay, so Ella French and Lori Lightfoot. This is where I want to start. I've sort of forgotten. I know I've heard the names this week, but I couldn't tell you why. Why? Well, who are those two
Ella
people?
French is the young woman, the police officer who was murdered over the weekend in Chicago, and it was just doing a traffic stop and was shot and killed. Her partner still remains in critical condition, and Lori Lightfoot is the mayor of Chicago,
yeah,
who is now singing a much
different
tune.
She's got the right last name, Lightfoot. She's a lightweight, as far as I can see.
After spending months, maybe more than that, talking about defunding the police in Chicago, she went to the hospital. She was not invited by the family of the officer that remained in critical condition after that traffic stop, and she insisted that she was going to go and visit. When she did, the police officers guarding that room all turned their back on Lori Lightfoot. It was a really dramatic moment, and of course, it was picked up by cameras, and now she has changed her tune this week, saying that she wants to refund the police. Now, what that means, in what way she wants to refund the police.
She's a phony politician. She is
I think, and what's happened this week is that she started blaming guns for the problem and for the death of Ella French. And look, I think there's always a conversation to be had about what we can do better when it comes to guns, but those police officers didn't turn their back on a gun. They turned their back on Lori Lightfoot because her policies are failing. Chicago, they're failing.
It's a horror show. How do these more and more, the more stimulating question here maybe is, when you look around the country at the lack of really good people, Boston's about to have a mayor. Marty Walsh, who'd been the mayor of Boston last 2 or 3 years, became the Secretary of Labor, and his replacement is a woman who was on the city council who's a horror show. And now you look, let's go to New York.
Is that the acting mayor of Boston?
Yeah. horror
Well,
show.
I'll say one nice thing about her. Yeah. She said that she's not doing vaccine mandates because she thinks it's racist, which is what it feels like to me. She thinks it's like asking people for your papers.
Interesting.
Which
yeah, it is.
People have forgotten about, right?
Yeah, right. She has not established her, let's say, her credentials at the moment are lacking. And you look around the country at blah Blasio in New York, what a horror show he is. The mayor of Los Angeles is another jerkleburger. Where is there a good mayor? Frankly, where is there a good politician? Where is there somebody who really knows how to manage a city or a state or the country?
You know who I like, but I know you guys don't agree, but I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's doing a great job in Florida.
He's too much of a political opportunist, though, Jennifer.
Okay, they all are politicians.
I know,
I mean, you're asking for a good politician, so let's look at their output.
And no, I was asking for a good mayor or a good manager more than anything else. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I think that he's done a good job managing his state.
Okay. All right, anybody else got thoughts about that? Chuck Curry in Pennsylvania. Who can you identify as a good, solid, strong leader who's a politician in your state? Got a name?
I got to give some thought to that. But I would just interject and say I think one of the biggest issues is that we need more politicians who have some center thought to interpret different viewpoints from both sides and get each other to come to the middle, because I think that's where the conversation should be, and I think that's ultimately where the solution does lie.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but I do believe we need to get to that point to resolve many of these issues, because I think just about everything we'll discuss on this top 10 countdown list always comes to the same fact. You have fractions from one side to the next that draw a hard line in the sand and ultimately can't come to the table to have some sort of reasonable thought to get something done and a solution solved.
Right. Yep. All right, so then, you know what? Maybe we should cancel the countdown for this week and talk about your favorite ice cream. Anybody want to do that? We might get
that's like picking your favorite kid, though. I mean, how can you pick your favorite ice cream?
I only have one kid, though.
That's true. Yeah, we got to go with favorite ice cream by
and
brain.
Jay's got one child as well, so Max number one. So, Jay, you're in Memphis. You're in Nashville. Yeah. And so where are there good, can you point to somebody that's either in Nashville or in Tennessee that's a good, strong, solid leader that isn't always...
I thought you were going to ask me about like a really good local ice cream place. I had a hard answer for that one.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Jenny's ice cream is amazing. As far as politicians, no, they all suck. The ones on the left don't only want to focus on left things. The ones on the right only want to focus on right things. Like Chuck was saying, why can't we just get somebody who wants to work with other people to come up with better solutions that fit multiple categories? I'm so tired of this left versus right stuff.
The ruling class is using team sports in politics, and I believe there is a ruling class. These people who go into Washington, D.C., or even into local government, and then
in
just
both
stay
parties.
There.
In
yeah,
both
of course.
Parties.
Of course. Yeah, the, I mean, the ruling class is a class. It's not
that
necessarily...
Old fossil. Mitch McConnell's,
Mitch McConnell's
a great
in there, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
They've the people who just go to work as politicians for their job instead of because they want to help things. I think all of those people distract us with the team sports of politics, because if we can hate each other, we'll never get anything done. So I think the dirty secret is the reason that we get so involved with, oh, we can't talk to this person, or living in our own echo chamber, is because no one really wants to get anything done.
I don't want
they
to
are
talk
making
to her.
Money
She's
off
a
of
Republican.
The status quo.
Ooh,
right.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll get some stimulating conversation out of the people list. Rudy Giuliani, there's something, he's number seven this week. There's something about, and Mike Lindell, something about Giuliani's son, if I remember correctly. Didn't you tell me he was running for something?
He's running for governor of New York. But the reason that Giuliani is on the list, along with Mike Lindell, is that Dominion, which is the voting system that was used in many states, I think 21 or 22 states during the 2020 election, is suing a whole slew of people. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, Fox News, Newsmax, One America News, pretty much conservative outlets that question the technology of the Dominion system during the 2020 election. And this company is deep. It's ingrained very deeply. It's hard to figure out where it operates from and how it operates, but they're fighting back legally, and they had an opportunity for a judge who was appointed by Trump to throw it out, but they said that there is a basis or grounds for a defamation lawsuit, so that's where they're headed.
All right, so that's that. All right, we'll move into Marjorie Taylor Greenland in a matter of moments here. 16 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right, so here we are at 18 at the hour, Talk Radio Review with Chuck Curry and Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. So number 7 on the people list is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Rand Paul. Both of them got suspended. Why? From Twitter this week. Same stuff? Or was it different?
Different, kind of different. So it's just, could Twitter try something new? I mean, I'm so tired of hearing about Marjorie Taylor Greene getting suspended from Twitter. It was her opinion that got her suspended, which is not Twitter's job to make decisions on. She said the vaccines are not working. Now, there was a story that came out this week as a companion that said the Biden administration...
She said that?
Yeah, that was her tweet. The vaccines are not working. And then she was taken down from Twitter. Well, look, if people are living or dying by the medical advice being handed out by Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, that is, I think, their prerogative. The story that came out this week is that the vaccine, the antibodies that you're getting from the vaccine are not lasting as long as originally thought. So there is sort of some truth based in what she said. Now, is that how she means it? Who knows? Probably not. She likes to get the headlines. But is it Twitter's job to say, you know what, that's a terrible opinion?
So,
and then if that is their job, why aren't they equally applying it to everybody who has an unsavory opinion on Twitter?
I would ask you the question is, what is disinformation and who should...
In my mind, there is no one who is set to be an arbiter of it. I think Twitter and Facebook should be operating as free speech platforms, and people should be able to say what they want, and just equally across the board. There's no reason that the Ayatollah in Iran should have a Twitter profile and President Trump should not. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So I think you got to put everything up there, or you look like a hack, and you look like you're operating
what's obvious is
narrative.
What's real. They've created a narrative based on their own political realities. So YouTube suspended Rand Paul after he posted a video on masks, so there's another suspension, and why can't he say what he wants to say, even though
Rand Paul, some days I want to hug him and some days I want to kick him, right? Rand Paul says a lot of his stuff, but he says fight back against the mandate because this is only the beginning of a slippery slope, and quite frankly, I think he's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. I'll go along with you there. All right, we'll continue in a matter of moments. Hold on, 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, and at this point in each hour of the regular DJV program, we go to Jay Kirshner for trending items, and so our countdown review doesn't vary from that, if you will, formula. So Jay's here to go through the answers from some of our listeners to questions that we posted on the various DJV social sites. So what is the first question, Jay?
Well, talking on terms of social media, should social media platforms be silencing their users under any circumstances? And if you believe so, tell us what some of those circumstances are. And Greg Salm says, these are private companies, not a government. They absolutely can control who has a say on their forums. If users don't like it, they can take their business somewhere else. Free Enterprise 101.
So that's free enterprise 101. I like that.
That is true. I mean, I don't think anybody can argue that they're private companies, but the way that I would kind of combat that is that they no longer operate as private companies. They sort of are operating as utilities now. So imagine if Verizon said that conservatives can't make phone calls, so then I couldn't call Chuck anymore. I couldn't call Chuck Curry. I couldn't call Jay Kirshner because they say, well, conservatives, people who voted for Trump, they can't make phone calls anymore. Okay. Well, you're a private company, but you're still a utility. So I think there's gray area when it comes to the social media platforms.
Well, and Jeremy Wood kind of agrees with that statement, too. So his stance is no, even though they are private companies, they're a form of media and should not be able to silence people or things that they just don't like. Too many of these companies feel way too almighty and will probably just keep getting worse with it.
All right. So who else looks like... Well, the comments can continue. If you'd like to comment, help yourself to any of our accounts, right, Jay? Twitter,
Facebook. Yeah, DJV Show is our handle on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, so here's another question about requiring proof of vaccination of businesses. What are people saying about that?
Winfield Jeremy says, I think the Nazis did similar things. Then again, the Democrat Party isn't too far off. Are they doing this for all vaccines, or is it just for the COVID vaccine?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. Okay, what else? What other comments have you got there?
Lenny Skibnicki chimes in. I think making a mandate requirement by the government for businesses to abide by is absolutely wrong. If they are that worried about the virus, they should, quote-unquote, highly suggest businesses require proof to enter, which would be at their discretion. I've had it with the government overreach. People should decide for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, is that, do we all, I kind of think that's what we're thinking, and that's what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't like the idea of mandating who you can do business with and who you can't, but I'd be a hypocrite to say that businesses can't decide how they want to run themselves, because I think you get to choose who you want to do business with if you're a private company. That being said, what's happening in most of these cities is that the city is coming in, the local municipality is coming in, like in New York or like in San Francisco, and saying no business can operate unless they become vaccine checkers. And I think that's a really bad place mm-hmm. to put businesses in, because businesses want to sell stuff or sell a service and not necessarily get into the medical business of looking at people's yeah. vaccine status.
Not only that, how do you know that the vaccination card is authentic? I mean, I remember
exactly.
when I got vaccinated, I mean, mm-hmm. they're basically giving you a thick piece of paper that you put in your wallet. I got to tell you, when I got vaccinated and I got that piece of paper I put in my wallet, I really didn't think very much of it, and I never really gave it much comparison to my driver's license.
Well, on social media, there's always these ads for these bracelets that you can order that have your vaccine status. And it's like, now you don't have to worry about carrying your card around. Well, anybody can just order one of those vaccine bracelets. And just because you have a bracelet doesn't mean a business is going to acknowledge it. But the government
Thanks
needs to
the
back
tip.
The F off. Like, the government really needs to just focus on what they need to focus on and let business owners do their own thing,
well, that's
whatever
the problem.
That may be.
The government gets involved in so much stuff that's everywhere, and they penetrate into all of our lives in ways that are pretty nonsensical, and yet we let them do it. And then I think the millennials are the worst. They seem to have the least understanding of what's going on in government. They didn't learn civics in school, so they
yes,
let
they
all
did.
This stuff.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan on Friday seized Kandahar and Herat, the country's second and third largest cities. With shades of the Vietnam withdrawal in 1975, President Biden is sending 3,000 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Thursday.
The Department of Defense will temporarily deploy additional personnel to Hamid Karzai International Airport. Secretary Blinken, together with Secretary Austin, had an opportunity to speak with President Ghani to coordinate our planning earlier today.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday approved an additional COVID-19 booster vaccination dose for those with weak immune systems or have received organ transplants. The FDA said that a third dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine may increase protection in those that are immunocompromised. The Center for Disease Control's advisory board is meeting Friday to discuss more recommendations for those with weak immune systems. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many oil and gas workers, it's not even funny. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense. What's wrong with this administration? What's wrong with it? Why can't he not take care of his people, the American people, like it used to be? And how it used to be was America first. Now I guess we're America last, because no, they don't care. They do not care. All it is a roundhouse money way for him to skim more money in some sense. I don't understand it. When we've got the good riches of the deep right here, then, and more than we can ever burn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Chuck, who's your wife?
Okay, you okay over there?
Thank you for pointing that out, Jennifer. I've just been losing my breath looking at these pictures of Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's the
oh, gross. Come on.
Okay, so. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Chuck Curry is here with us as well. Chuck has been a part of my morning syndicated programs for 28 or 29 years. He's a fixture. He talks about movies, entertainment, DVDs. Do they even have DVDs anymore? That's what I've used for. Huh? Do they? They still have DVDs, right, here and there?
Yeah. Blu-ray is better, but yes, they have DVDs.
Wasn't there some big announcement about Blu-rays this week? Didn't we talk about...
Yeah, we're talking about 4K Blu-rays and the innovation in this technology of 4K television. So
what is 4K? What does that mean? 4K.
The resolution is clearer. It's a very soap opera type of a look. I said to you the other day, I'd rather watch something in 2K and have more of an original movie feel than this innovation of seeing something ultra clear, almost like you could reach into your TV and touch.
How do they do that? You're right. The soap operas always seem like there's something different on the screen than if you're watching a procedural, a nighttime show.
They basically just increase the lines of resolution. That's really the way it's done. Yeah.
Okay, Trevor. Thank you. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the story list has been supplanted by the people list, and we're using the people list to base much of our conversation this week, referring to the talkers list, which you can find at either our DJV webpage, djvshow.com. Say it again, Doug. djvshow.com or at talkers.com. Number four on the list, the Cuomo brothers. Sounds like they should be on the road. Well,
they might
Andrew,
be. One of them's got more time now.
So anyway, the quick turnabout with Mr. Cuomo, the governor of New York, is that because they had the goods on him, or is there some other motivation, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think?
I think that maybe he wants to run again, and he thinks that this is maybe the most politically, I don't know, immediate way for him to do that.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing to watch. And if you missed it this week, Andrew Cuomo came out with his lawyer, Rita Glavin, came out and spoke for about 45 minutes with a slideshow talking about how the attorney general in New York had it wrong with these women and it wasn't true and that this was a lot of misinformation that was reported in media frenzy and yada, yada, yada. And then the governor comes out. And the governor speaks for 15 minutes or so saying that he's just... old and Italian is basically what his defense was, and that he did this, but it wasn't meant with malice.
It was an anti-apology.
Yeah, it was really strange. It was like he was sort of sorry, but not sorry.
No, he was sorry that he became a victim of the line being moved.
Right, that's what it was. Yeah. Yeah,
the line of what's appropriate was moved on him, and he's just a victim of it, and he's sorry that he didn't realize it.
Yeah, and he said, I'm sorry if they were offended. Not like, I'm sorry if I was inappropriate, but I'm sorry if you were offended about it. But in any case, he goes through all that, and then he says, well, the best thing for me to do is resign. So you had an hour of really him defending himself, his lawyer defending him, and then he was out. And I think that took a lot of people by surprise. Many people thought he was just going to dig in and fight it. But they were very close to impeachment. And if you get impeached in New York, then you don't get to run again. Your political career is sort of over. So I think he made a deal saying, I'll just get out now. There's also some criminal investigations underway, and many of the talking heads and the experts say that if anything comes out of the criminal investigations, they might just be a couple of misdemeanors, but certainly that probably has to be part of his decision, too.
I got a question, though. Where does this leave Chris Cuomo over at CNN? Obviously, for the short term, he has to pretty much disappear. I would assume. Yeah. I tuned in last few nights. He was not
if
on.
If they have any credibility at CNN.
That was a pre-planned vacation for legitimately, and they never have pre-planned vacations, but this happened to be one. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when he comes back. But, one of the things I think is kind of ruining it for him and his credibility, not only did he have his brother on and not really ask any tough questions, but he was also advising him all the way through this process. And I think he's got to be really open about it. I mean, not a lot of people are watching Chris Cuomo's show anyway, but I think he's got to be open about it, and I think maybe the most fair thing is if he interviews his brother, right, does that first interview and asks him some really hard questions, and I think maybe...
I would be stunned if that ever materialized.
Me too.
Did you love our mom and dad? That would be a good question.
Right.
How is it growing up with me...
it's a bad look. They were yucking it up with the big Q-tip. Meanwhile, you've got 9 to 14,000 people who are dying in nursing homes because of some of his decision-making. You've got these sexual allegations. Remember a year ago at this time, he was like a hero. Everybody thought he was great. He was getting Emmys. I mean, it's a really fast fall from grace.
All right, so that takes care of the Cuomo boys. Now we got another Italian-American, Tony Fauci. Let's see, what nationality? DeSantis, what is that?
Italian to me. Italian to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe the mom's at work still.
Well, Pelosi, I'm looking at the list here. Giuliani, Look at, listen to this. Giuliani, Pelosi, Fauci, DeSantis, and Biden. No. Okay, so let's get serious. Or do we need to with Dr. Fauci? Is anybody taking him seriously anymore? Number three on the list, but I haven't. Who said anything about what he has said this week? It's pretty much the same old mantra, isn't it? Why would we spend time?
Yeah, I think the one thing that he said this week is he hopes that kids are okay with all the masking. I mean, I hope that too, but I don't know. I've really just moved away from Fauci. I think that he is corrupt. I think he knows exactly where this virus came from. I think he doesn't want to say it because he is trying to protect himself. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, I've just kind of signed off on the Fauci worship, but I know a lot of people still listen to what he has to say.
Right. All right. I know you listen to Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of Florida, and Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas. They're sort of poking a stick in Biden's eye. It just seemed that DeSantis came out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden he's running for president. I don't know much about him. Is he doing a good job as governor of Florida?
Well, he was in the military.
Was he a congressman?
I think he played baseball, and then think there was some military stuff, and then he was a congressman, and now he's the governor, and he's like my age. He's very young. Mm-hmm. And not that I'd like to say I'm young, but, you know, for relatively what he's done, he's I think, 42, 43, something like that. So
he's not young.
Yeah, so I know, but I don't think he's come from nowhere. It's not like he just woke up one day and was governor. I mean, he has had a pretty big history in the state. And look, some people think that he's trying to be anti-vax or anti-mask. I feel like we have given up. A lot of this country is about freedom, and how quickly people have gone down the path of just doing what the government tells you is really, I think it's disturbing. I think
more than
DeSantis,
disturbing. It's pretty un-American.
I mean, all DeSantis and Greg Abbott, for that matter, in Texas are saying is, we're not going to mandate things. If you want to put your kid in a mask, that's great. If you want to get the vaccine, that's great. It's not like they're not available in the state of Florida. It's not like they're not selling masks or the vaccine in Florida. It's just the mandate. That mandate word is I don't know. I think it's frightening. And people have given up so much of their personal freedoms for what? So that people don't get sick? Have we ever acted this crazy with the flu? Did we ever act this crazy with the swine flu or the bird flu? I mean, people have lost
their
minds.
Well, we don't have the kind of
communication. And I'm not saying it's not serious, because I think it is. But
the connection hasn't existed heretofore when this sort of thing has developed. Now, it's constant on these news cable channels, whether you have news alerts on your device. Who's crazy enough to have news alerts on their device? All it does is, look at this thing. Get everybody all worked up. Breaking news. And, the breaking news doesn't pass the test of real breaking news anymore. It's a nonsensical phrase that gets used to hopefully attract attention of viewers or listeners. And it's a nonsensical term. Means nothing anymore. Let's stick with DeSantis for a second, though, because he's sending around rapid response teams to fight the surge all over the state. He says it's the most effective treatment that we have encountered. That is... Why is this
He's
great?
He's using antibodies. So instead of mandating everything.
The monoclonal
and just
antibodies
saying,
that
good luck,
Trump
get
cut.
Your vaccine. Yeah, but yeah. He's actually taking people with the antibody treatment and taking it to the people. So many times when people get sick, they're afraid to go to the hospital because they think it's lights out because of all the terror that has been struck on us with the mainstream news media. So I think it's great. You take that into the community. The fact that there are treatments and therapeutics for COVID should not be overlooked. There are things that you can do. Ivermectin has been really successful. The antibodies, remdesivir, all of that stuff has really helped people. It saved my mom. Remdesivir made an immediate turnaround for her when she was hospitalized with COVID. So there's stuff that we can do, and I'm glad to see that the governor's mobilizing it, because people in my state aren't talking about the treatments. They're just talking about the mandates.
Well, they're talking about the political.
But I got a question. I got a question for you. Why not? But in this case, I understand what you're saying. But why not err on the side of caution, where you have elementary school children who do not have the ability to be vaccinated? Why not? What is the issue for them to wear a mask and to have some form of protection in a classroom? What is the harm? Why such a hard line that he draws? You tell me.
Well, I think first of all, the hard line is that the schools can make yeah. their decisions. So that's number one. What's appropriate, and parents can decide what's appropriate. So I think that's freedom and that's liberty.
But he also has threatened defunding
with mandates,
lowering salary on certain
right, because I feel like that is an unconstitutional thing that they're trying to do when it comes to mandates. But when it comes to masks, I would say this, Chucker, we don't know what the impact is on this. Yeah. We don't know. We know that RSV, which is a virus that kids get very commonly, is hugely on the rise. Kids are getting sick with things that are not COVID. Maybe they're counting it as COVID, but it's this virus because their masks are dirty, they're breathing in bad air. We don't know if they're communicating well with their teacher yet. We're not going to know the impact of masking on kids until this is all over, and will it ever be over? Yes. So, are we protecting them, and do the masks really even work? Depending on the scientists you talk to, sometimes people will say they do.
Up and down and sideways. All right, 46 past the hour. Countdown Extra coming up next.
In the Know, I'm Andy Solomon. Parents everywhere are breathing a sigh of relief at the return to some normalcy at the start of this new school year, and those with teens and college students are considering their options to ensure their young driver is behind the wheel of the right vehicle before they head off to campus. Mike Amuzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Whether parents are shopping for their newly minted teen driver or getting ready to send their student off to college, the experts here at Kelley Blue Book have some excellent suggestions. Our top recommendations include a range of new and used vehicles, highlighted in our list of the best cars for teens and the best cars for college students.
Rest assured, there are a variety of great cars available at various price points, from affordable brand new models to used cars for those on a tight budget.
Kelley Blue Book sorted through hundreds of different models to come up with lists of the best vehicles for student drivers, prioritizing attributes like safety, fuel economy, and value.
To see the complete list of vehicles, visit kbb.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, on the people list, Joe Biden's at the top. We don't need to spend any time on him. Here's the story of John Henry Ramirez, who's scheduled to be put to death in Texas next month. His attorney has filed a federal lawsuit against prison officials for allowing his pastor to lay his hands on him. You getting this? This guy's dying, and he's suing his minister or the state because they allowed his minister to put his hands on him in trying to make him feel better. This is the pastor of the Second Baptist Church in Corpus Christi. I thought, when I saw that, that's one of the craziest things that I've ever heard. The guy's going to be, he's going to be put to death, and he's suing the state for allowing the minister to put his hands on him. Does that seem kind of strange to you?
Yeah,
that seems kind of strange to me. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here. Talk Radio Roundup, 10 before the hour.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For our weekly visit with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com, who's here to talk about what's going on with unionized workers at well, not just the Ford plant, but all of them. Is it easier to get a car loan these days? What do I do about my order for the Mustang Mach-E and other electric car stuff? All right, that's coming up along with other items of interest here as the new school year begins in a much different fashion than last year's at-home virtual learning circumstance. Student drivers, once again, are going to need the right vehicle to get them to and from school and their activities. So let's find out what Andy Solomon thinks would be the right vehicle.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Parents everywhere are breathing a sigh of relief at the return to some normalcy at the start of this new school year, and those with teens and college students are considering their options to ensure their young driver is behind the wheel of the right vehicle before they head off to campus. Mike Amuzio, video manager for Kelley Blue Book, has more.
Whether parents are shopping for their newly minted teen driver or getting ready to send their student off to college, the experts here at Kelley Blue Book have some excellent suggestions. Our top recommendations include a range of new and used vehicles, highlighted in our list of the best cars for teens and the best cars for college students.
Rest assured, there are a variety of great cars available at various price points, from affordable brand new models to used cars for those on a tight budget.
Kelley Blue Book sorted through hundreds of different models to come up with lists of the best vehicles for student drivers, prioritizing attributes like safety, fuel economy, and value.
To see the complete list of vehicles, visit KBB.com.
All right, so it seems that about 150,000 unionized workers at the big three automakers are going to have to start wearing masks. How do you suppose that affects what they do. I suppose that's a question you could ask for anybody who's working under any circumstances. But when you're doing close-in work like that, I never had really thought about this before, Nick. But what do you think wearing masks, doing that close-in work like welding and things, what does that do for the quality of what they're doing?
I think they're going back to doing it. I think they did it when we first started coming out of COVID. So it was something that they were doing. It slows production down. That's what it does. Then you don't get your cars. I'm all for people being safe and making themselves feel safe and that sort of thing too. But it definitely does slow things down and it makes things harder. I think some of the car companies came up with some interesting ideas, which was to hang plexiglass in places, so they didn't have to wear the masks, but they weren't working next to the workers. But some of these factory lines are designed so tightly where you're actually on top of the guy next to you putting parts on.
Oh, yeah.
And so yeah, the local laws say you got to do this, so you got to do that, and they don't think some of these factories were built, you know, 50 years ago. And the guy next to you, you have your arms entwined all day putting wheels on cars or those sort of things. So it's not really practical. And then plus, you know how hot it gets in Michigan in the summer, 110 degrees or something, and you're trying to work in a factory, and it's not going to be pleasant wearing a mask, and unfortunately. So good luck. Sorry, but it doesn't look good on all fronts.
1 in 5 electric car owners in California, according to a data search that I saw, will switch back to gas vehicles because charging their cars is such a hassle. Have you heard that? And yes,
yeah.
Look around.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's interesting that I actually think that that's not incorrect, but I also think that I looked at the survey data, and the survey data was such a tiny sample, I'm not sure how it could actually be correct. But I think we do have a major infrastructure problem. We're moving too fast for the availability of electric car infrastructure. And I've seen this by, you know, people showing up in the middle of Colorado while on road trips at a hotel and found all 4 chargers in a hotel taken by people.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. And
by the way,
infrastructure.
Yeah. Folks, it takes 3 minutes to gas up your car, takes an hour to charge it up, according to the Mustang Mach-E stuff anyway. And what's going on with that? Were their deliveries delayed again? What's going on with Ford here?
I'm personally affected by this. My Mustang Mach-E GT was built on July 12th, and they're built in Mexico. And the train is late. That's what I could tell you. It's not here, and Ford won't tell me where it is or what's going on. So, yeah, it seems like even though they're telling them that there's no problem, I still haven't got mine, and it was built, you know, almost 2 months ago. So it's starting to be a problem for Ford, and they're soon going to have to shake the tree and give us some answers.
All right.
They're not
so
showing up.
A hiss boo for Ford, then, it sounds like, under the circumstances. No hiss boos for Nick, though. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here exclusively.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.